Get ready to join Pastor Anthony Clark every Saturday from 8:30 p.m. for 30 minutes of life-changing, spirit-inspired teaching from the Word of God.
Focus on God's Word Ministry is designed to teach you the Word of God, enabling you to live better with God, yourself, and others. Focus is located at 159 Eastern Main Road, Barataria. For prayer, please call 746-0829-623-1889 or 674-0737. For the secret to a healthy soul is a renewed mind. Stay focused.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to the radio program Focus on God's Word. I'm your host and Bible teacher, Pastor Anthony Clark, and I thank God for this opportunity and privilege whereby we can enter into your homes, your cars, or wherever you're picking up this program today and share with you the living Word of God. Just before we get into the ministry of the Word, I want to take time off just to share some basic information with you about ourselves. I am Pastor Anthony Clark, the pastor of Focus on God's Word Ministries, and we are located at 159 Eastern Main Road in Barataria. Our three services are every Sunday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., every Tuesday lunchtime from 12 noon to 1 p.m. we have a midday Bible study, and every Friday evening from 7:15 to 8:30 p.m. So if you are hungry for the Word of God and you want to come and fellowship with us, you can come to any one of those services: Sunday morning 9 to 11, every Tuesday noon from 12 to 1 p.m. and every Friday night from 7:15 to 8:30 p.m. Come and be a part of what God is doing. If you enjoy a radio program, you will enjoy a live session. And then you can connect with us by phone. You could call us at 623-1889 or 746-0829. Outside of that also, we would like you to connect with us through social media, like us on Facebook, and also check out our webpage. It's called fogwm.org, and check us out on the World Wide Web, and we'll be glad to connect with you. Then I want to invite you to go fellowship with my pastoral friend, the pastor Lewis and his wife at Temple of Grace, Southern Main Road, California, Coover. The services are every Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. So you live in the California area and you want to be a part, connect with them. You can call them at 689-3637. Well, we want to get back into the study. We are dealing with the anointing to prosper, and we spent our whole program last week talking about the anointing itself to get a better understanding of the anointing before we start to deal with the anointing that is in us for prosperity. And one of the things we establish is that God has anointed us. 1 John 2:20 says, "But you have an unction from the Holy One." So God has anointed us. In 2 Corinthians 1:21, the Bible says this: "Now he which established us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God." So we have an anointing. The anointing is a supernatural ability within. And what we need to do is become conscious of that anointing on the inside of us. Now, what we will have been looking at last week is the fact that the anointing has diversities of operation. It's one Holy Spirit, it's one anointing, but there are diversities of operation. I didn't use this illustration last week, but this is a good one. I am doing in the studio doing the radio programs, and electricity is running everything. Well, there aren't 40 in tech, it's one. But electricity is operating from this perspective. It is amplifying the sound system. It is giving power to the computer systems in here. It is giving power to the speakers. It is giving power to the light. So it is one source of electricity coming, but the operations are different. Well, it's the same thing with the Holy Ghost. It's one Holy Spirit, but the power that flows from him does different functions and produces different things, yet it's the same Holy Spirit. So we establish that the anointing produces teaching and preaching. We establish that the anointing operates operation of the anointing enable one to stand in a particular office? And then we were dealing with the fact that there are some people that are called to healing ministry and the anointing empower them to minister healing to people with God's power. Yet, at the same time, there are people who are born again believers and they may not be carrying an anointing to help them minister to the sick from an anointing perspective, but they could do it by faith. And we looked at the fact that in Matthew 10:1, Jesus gave his disciples power, but in Mark 9, verse 39 to 38, it talks about John seeing someone casting out devils in Jesus' name, and he wasn't a part of the 12 disciples, and he told the guy to stop, and Jesus said, no, don't forbid him, for there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. Likely, that is very rare that they will do something like that. So he was saying, listen, he's not against me. And we were doing that to contrast the difference between ministering healing with the anointing and ministering healing without the anointing. All believers can minister healing without an anointing, but there are some believers that God will call to ministry and give a special assignment. You will minister healing with an anointing. And may I dare say, there are some ministers who are called to the healing ministry, because we're looking at diversities of operation, who will not minister with no tangible healing anointing. They will minister like a normal believer and see tremendous results. I'm thinking of a guy who went home to be with the Lord who had his ministry in the States. His name was F.F. Bosworth. Bosworth was known for simply teaching the Bible maybe for an hour or something. Then he will call the sick up. He will anoint them and command the sickness to leave, and tremendous notable miracles would take place. And he wasn't known for ministering with an anointing. Now, you look at like a ministry similar to Benny Hinnom, you would realize that he ministers with a tangible anointing. You see, the results may be the same, but the operation for the results don't have to be the same. You getting where I'm coming from? And that is one of the things about it. Now, let's look, because I really want to talk. We are really talking about the anointing to prosper. So one of the operations of the anointing is that the anointing gives you the ability to prosper. You get me? The anointing gives you the ability to prosper. Here, say that with me. The anointing gives you the ability to prosper materially, to prosper financially. The anointing gives you the ability to prosper. And hear me now. There are some people in the body that God would place an anointing on them that will cause them to prosper at a different level. And he will use them in the office of giving. Because when you read the book of Romans, there is a ministry of giving. Are you following me? But then there are some people in the body. He wouldn't have to do that. Yet there will be a prosperity because there is an anointing on the inside of them. You may not be conscious of it, but you can also prosper. And this is what we are focusing on right now. We are focusing on the fact that we as believers, we can flow in the anointing to prosper. Now, look at this verse of scripture, Psalm 35 and verse 27. Because one of the things I need you to understand is that you have to get your mind renewed that God wants you to prosper. You have to think prosperity minded. And I'm not saying this from a carnal perspective, because most times when preachers are teaching on material and financial prosperity, many people who are listening, even preachers, say, here goes those ministers again. Instead of they use their airtime to teach people on salvation, we will use the airtime to teach on prosperity. Well, this is part of the package. There is no such thing as saved salvation without healing and without prosperity. Jesus paid the price for all three. That's what the Bible teach. But we'll get into that as we continue our study. So it's not that you're neglecting one for the other. You need all three. You need to be saved, you need to be healed, and you need to prosper. It is part of the package. I normally tell people, there was a time I was on two radio stations, and my radio bill was around 100,000 or a little over 100,000 for both years. Just two radio stations. And the government, First Citizens, RBC, RBL, Unit Trust never gave me an offering to pay the bill. It came from the people who I'm ministering to. See, so if the people who you're ministering to not prospering, how will they have to give so that God's work can continue? Look at how many of you do tune into this program and many other programs. And sometimes you send in messages, you call in, you call for prayer, you send WhatsApp message, you send email saying, thank you, the word is helping and this and that. If we couldn't pay the bills, we could not be on the air. If we weren't prospering, we wouldn't be able to pay the bills. Well, if we don't teach on faith and on prosperity, how will faith for prosperity come? I remember I had an experience. I'm dealing with developing the will to understand that God wants you to prosper, because the way we think something is wrong with prosperity. No. It is a thinking. But faith comes by hearing. And I remember I was invited to do a service, and I was asked, you know, would you teach on finance? And I said, no problem. Actually, I was doing a Bible study for a month for someone, and they said, would you teach on finance? I said, no problem. So for the 4 weeks, because it was once a week in the night Bible study, I taught on financial prosperity. Unknown to me, at the end of it, by the second or third week, but they mentioned it to me after I'm finished, the pastor said to me, you know, I really don't teach on finance as such. You came in here and you taught on it. We didn't really raise any offerings, never did raise any offering. I'm not saying anything is wrong with that, so don't go and go there thinking weird. But we didn't raise any offering or anything like that. We just teach on it. Then the pastor said, you know, our church income drastically went up. And I said, you don't know why? And I said, no. I said, faith cometh by hearing. What you don't preach on, what you don't teach on, you don't produce faith for. What you preach on and what you teach on, you produce faith for. Now, let me qualify that. You could teach on something and what you're teaching didn't produce faith because you're teaching it out of fear. So what you created was fear, so you didn't get the end result. That's a whole different story. But if you're teaching it out of love and to produce faith, then it will produce faith. And if it produces faith, people will begin to seek God, and God will confirm his word with signs following. So the income in the ministry went up. And I was like, yep, because we are now teaching on it, so people have more courage to give and to believe from their corresponding return on their seed sown. I said, but when we don't teach on it, people don't have faith to give. And when they don't have faith to give, they don't practice giving because they are fearful that they will not get a return and God will not work for them. I said, so you have to teach it. Now, so therefore, we have to have our mind renewed. So here it is, Psalm 35, verse 27. It says, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Now, if you look at part B of that verse, part B says that the Lord has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Well, you know, I'm a New Testament minister. I love the New Testament. And we are here out in the old. And there's a word that is used here that you will not see used in the new. And that is the word servant. And the reason why is because under the old covenant, they were not children of God. They were servants of God. So the Bible was saying that God has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. And this is what he tell them, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. He said, let them say that. Let them say that the Lord be magnified and he has pleasure in my prosperity. So what happened? That's a whole mindset, because some of us, the way we think God has no pleasure in us prospering. And that's a mindset that has to change. No, God mindset of you is that he wants to see you prosper. He just don't want you to serve mammon. You understand me? But he wants to see you prosper. See, what do you mean by serve mammon? Mammon is covetousness, okay? It's lust in the wrong area. And what happens is that you cannot serve God and mammon at the same time. So if you're going to serve God, you have to deal with covetousness, because covetousness will make a demand on you to serve it instead of to serve God. But that's a different lesson, all right? But he said, let them shout for joy and be glad, that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which had pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Now, we are not servants under the new. Under the new, we are sons. So we could say that the Lord has pleasure in the prosperity of his children. So you had to get your mind renewed, because some of you listening to me, you think that God will not prosper you and God is not interested in you prospering. But that's an old mindset thing. It's like this. Isn't God interested in you being saved? Yes. Well, the same price that was paid for your salvation is the same price that was paid for your healing, and it's the same price that was paid for your prosperity. Yeah, the Bible says Jesus became poor that we might become rich, just as he became sin that we might be righteous, just as he became sick that we might be healed. So it's the same thing. Watch our next portion of scripture, Job 36, verse 11. Job 36, verse 11, it says, if they obey and serve him, watch this verse, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Now, listen, the first time I saw this verse, I began to meditate on it. I say, this is an interesting verse, because at that time, the only time I used to enjoy prosperity was a month end. But this verse is saying they shall spend their days. That means Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We repeat Monday, Tuesday. Your days in prosperity. You know, what this verse is saying is that you can come to a place where you have no broken days. There are no days that you could say, God, are broken. You understand where I'm coming from? Why? Because God's desire is that if you're obeying him and you're serving him, his desire is that you will spend your days in prosperity. And by spending your days in prosperity, you will spend your years in pleasure. Let's look at the next one, Isaiah 1, verse 19. So just know, we're going to the new in a while and pull some things out of there. But for now, we are establishing, because financial prosperity is one of the Bible subjects that run from Genesis to Revelation. Okay? It's not like the law, which didn't start in Genesis, but started with Moses. Okay? And from there, it moved to Malachi. Changes took place, and it never came into the new covenant. It's not like that. Prosperity runs through the entire Bible, entire timeline, from the creation of man to the end. It runs through the timeline. So here's this one, Isaiah 1, verse 19. He says, if ye be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Woo, that's awesome. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Let me say it again. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Isn't that talking about prosperity? But what's the condition? Willing and obedient. You see, it's possible for me to be willing, but not necessarily obedient. I'm willing to, you know, but me really going and do that. In your heart, you know, I know I'm supposed to do, I'm willing, but you're really inobedient. See, when you're obedient, you do it. You don't just have the desire to, you do it. You understand me? Or you can be doing it from an obedient perspective, but you're not willing. For example, a lot of you listening to me, you do not benefit from tithing because you do it in obedience, but not in willingness. Let me let that sink. You practice tithing obediently, but you don't benefit from it because you do it based on obedience and not willing. If we could only see in your heart when you're poor giving that money, we will see obedience going forth. But we could see the disgust in your heart. I wish I didn't have to do this. But God, I have to obey in you. So it's still not going to work because the scripture says if you be willing and obedient, or if you be obedient and willing, then you shall eat the good of the land. Let's look at the next one. Deuteronomy 8:18. See, I could use a lot from in the old going into the new because, as I said, it runs straight through. So what Deuteronomy 8:18? It says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. And if you are listening to me and you say, yeah, you normally say you're a New Testament man, but you're teaching on finance and you're coming right from the old and going into the new. Well, the Bible says that we are supposed to rightly divide the word of God. And if you're thinking like that, I understand where you're coming from. You are one who have not rightly divided the word of God when it comes to the subject of prosperity. So let's continue. It says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. What should I remember about him? For it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. Woo! Why? That he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto thy fathers, as it is this day. So let's go through this. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. For it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. Notice what this verse did not say. This verse did not say that God gives us wealth. This verse says that God gives us power to get wealth. Okay? So it means that God is not given prosperity. God is given the ability to access prosperity. So it means that I could have the ability to access prosperity and never access prosperity. In the same way, I can have the power of God in me. This is difficult. People struggle when I say this, but I've laid hands on people, see the power of God went into them, see them fall out under the power, and 2-3 weeks after they die, you know, they die with the healing power of God inside of them. So why? Because they weren't able to move that power into their body, that it could produce results. Somebody, well, you just say, move the power. I thought it's all up to God. Well, there are two sides. There is the God side and the man side. From the God side, I administered the healing power. They need to now work with that power for it to produce the results they want in their lives. But it's the same thing with the anointing. The anointing will come on the inside, but you have to work with it for it to produce the results on the outside. That is why I said, when I started this series, and we used to John 2, where it says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth, that prosperity equates internal prosperity and relates to external prosperity. And many of us want to have external prosperity, but we haven't dealt with internal prosperity. That's why last week and this week I'm dealing with the internal, because you have to change the way you think. God doesn't give you wealth, he gives you power. Now, pay attention to this word wealth. Wealth is not riches. Riches is not wealth. Wealth contain riches. Riches does not contain wealth. I want you to get that. Wealth is not riches, and riches is not wealth. Wealth contains riches. Riches does not contain wealth. You see, the difference between the two is like this. Being rich simply means, English definition, you have an abundant supply. Being wealthy means you have an abundant supply of an abundant supply. You get me? When you're rich, you have an abundant supply. But when you're wealthy, you have an abundant supply of the abundant supply. So if your goal is to be rich, it means your goal is to have an abundant supply. But if your goal is to be wealthy, it means that your goal is to contain riches. You have an abundance of an abundant supply. Well, God doesn't give you a power just for you to have an abundant supply. He gives you power that you will have wealth, an abundant supply of the abundant supply. And what is the purpose of it? So that he may establish his covenant. Well, there is a new covenant, and it takes money to do things to spread the gospel. For example, I'm raising money in our church. Believe, trusting for an offering. We're looking for $20,000 to buy ourselves a nice TV camera. Why? Because we are on Facebook. It's allowing us to go live, And if we have a bigger camera, we will get a better quality going live. But a good camera is about $20,000 set up and all that kind of stuff. So far we got five and we're still looking for 15,000 more. But here my point. You had to have money to do that. Because that is not money for rent. That is not money to pay salaries. That is not money to keep the ministry afloat and running. That is not even money for radio program. All that is for is one piece of equipment, one alone. You understanding where I'm coming from? And to do that, but why you want to do that? So that what we teach can go live and people could receive and enjoy the word of God. Because listen to me, I was shocked. They told me the other day, they put up some video with me teaching and they had over 1,000 views in a couple of days. And I was like, over how much? Because people want to get the word of God, but it costs money to have quality equipment. You know, I could do it and you'll use secondary equipment and it look bad, but I'm serving a God of excellence. I'm not serving El Cheapo, I'm serving El Richo. So I say no, we will not do it like that. So therefore, you know, God has given you power to get wealth. Now, this is going to continue. The series is going to continue, but I'm out of time. So I am Pastor Anthony Clark, the pastor of Focus on God's Word Ministry. It has certainly been a joy sharing God's Word with you. And then for those of you who came to the anniversary service at Temple of Grace in Southern Main Road, Coover last Sunday, I want to tell you thank you for coming and being a part of Pastor Lewis and his wife third anniversary. Amen. Now, you enjoyed this. It was a blessing to you, and you would like to connect with us, you can call us at any of these two numbers, 623-1889 or 746-0829. Also, you can connect with us on Facebook, on our webpage. Go to fogwm.org. Now, I want to give you an opportunity to sow into our radio program, our radio ministry, to help us with our radio program. It costs money to be on the air. If this has been a blessing to you and we would like you to pray about it and let the Lord lead you to sow a one-time gift into our radio ministry or become a monthly partner with us and sow into our ministry. Some of you are monthly partners and you give regularly into the radio ministry and we're grateful, but we're looking for more. The more we have, the more we can do. So if you prayed about it, the Lord ministered to you, you want to become a partner with us, all you have to do is call us at 623-1889 or 746-0829. Tell us you want to become a partner and we'll give you instructions how you can become a partner and what you can do. Or you can sow a one-time gift. You could go to any First Citizen branch and sow a generous financial seed into Focus on God's Word Radio Ministry account. Account number 1758015. Call us, let us know you have sown it so we can believe with you for the corresponding return. Remember, our services are every Friday from 7:15 to 8:30, every Sunday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., and every Tuesday midday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Be with you next time. Stay blessed, stay strong.
Join Pastor Anthony Clark every Saturday from 8:30 p.m. for 30 minutes of life-changing, spirit-inspired teaching from the Word of God.
Focus on God's Word Ministry is designed to teach you the Word of God, enabling you to live better with God, yourself, and others. Focus is located at 159 Eastern Main Road, Barataria. For prayer, please call 746-0829, 623-1889, or 674-0737. For the secret to a healthy soul is a renewed mind. Stay focused.